Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sharon Tharp.
Hi.
Travis Cronin.
Hello.
My favorite thug in a cocktail dress, Sarah Huron.
Wow, that was so rude.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. Thank you for joining us again for our weekly installment of Gossip, Scandal, New Couplings, those OMG moments. Sarah, you're so lucky I just gave you that beautiful label. And all the dish you'd like to hear us talk about from the pages and website of usweekly.com and more.
Who called Luann that?
Alex McCord. When they were at a cocktail party, Real Housewives of New York.
I did not even know.
So even, I just thought you were just being rude.
No, it's for my mom listening, it's a Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm not bullying her yet. But before we jump into the news, let us set our celebrity intentions as we do every week. This self-care practice, it's not for us, it's for them. The celebs, we want them to start doing things, stop doing them. Sharon, take it away.
Oh, well, I hope you guys saw this, but did you see the viral video of, like, Jonathan Van Ness meeting Sophie Turner?
Yes. Of course.
I was obsessed with it. I thought it was so cute.
It was.
So my intention is that I hope they become best friends because it was adorable.
That's sweet.
Like, screaming his name. It was so cute.
Wait,
he was like, how do you know who I am? It was great.
She's like, you have to meet Joe. Joe!
Joe's, like, bowing down to him.
I know everyone treats them like saints and we're not allowed to criticize them unless it's Karamo Brown defending Sean Spicer, in which case everyone attacks him.
Yeah.
But I was so confused why Jonathan Van Ness was wearing that.
At the VMAs? That,
those, like, frumpy shorts and that tank top and that cape.
Everyone always dresses so weird at the VMAs. It, like, freaks me out.
I mean,
I was just like, what? You're so stylish. I was surprised by it.
I think his silhouettes are always a little
His
off.
Hair looked incredible.
His
facial hair
was beautifully groomed. I guess I didn't love the outfit,
I was like, what?
Yeah, that's true. He could have done better, but I still love him.
My favorite meme about that moment was, like, drunk girls in the bathroom. Because, like, I'm that girl who's like, oh, my God, I love you so much.
Yes, you are. I am that girl, too.
Yes, you are.
I just love Sophie Turner, too, so...
Travis, that's a cute intention.
That's cute.
My intention is for Katie Holmes.
Oh my God.
Is that yours too?
Yes, it was
gonna be.
Double.
Okay, well you have like a few minutes to figure that out. Maybe they're different intentions. My intention is that she starts like, so she walked out in the revealing outfit. The story did really well on our website.
Well, the outfit was she was wearing a brown cardigan that she had intentionally slung down over her right shoulder.
She looked like she was like pushing it down.
Showing,
actively.
She might have been adjusting it.
Yeah.
She looks good. Running. I'm sorry.
She looked incredible.
She looked really hot.
And there were a lot of paparazzi pictures.
I got like Joey Potter vibes, but sexy Joey Potter. Yeah.
Joey Potter after dark.
I don't like the cut of the jeans, but I like the cut of the top.
The
bra was matching the cardigan.
Yeah.
Which was,
it's like a sweater set.
That's my intention for her, that she just like keeps dressing sexy and goes out because she's like a beautiful woman. I feel like she was in like the shadow with Jamie Foxx and it was clear that he probably wasn't the best to her. So I just want her to live her best single girl life and keep stepping out in cardigans that are intentionally thrown off of her shoulders.
Mine was the same except for mine. My intention was for the left boob to join the right boob outside of the sweater.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
It's
okay,
like,
we have double intentions.
You know what? You can shake Jamie Foxx, shed
Jamie Foxx shed that top too because she looks so good. She looks so fit.
No, she looked great.
She's a hot mom.
She had like a tan. She looked great.
We had the same intention.
Spray
go Katie Foxx. Go Katie Foxx. Go Katie Holmes. Oh my God, thank God she's not
just
Katie
set
Foxx.
Her back.
Don't even.
Sarah Heron.
My intention is for my close personal friend, Taylor Swift. I have something nice to say.
Oh, finally.
Kind of. So I've been listening to Lover, as we all have. It's great. Mm-hmm. There's some good songs on there. And I just need, because I've never said anything bad about her music, for the record, by the way. I need her. She's singing all about love. Love, love, love. She's in a great place. Reputation behind her. Where the hell is Joe Alwyn? I need them to walk outside. Walk outside. I don't need like a gushy Instagram post. I just need them to be in the same place at the same time and let me see them together. So all these love songs, all these wedding bells can like be realistic to me.
Yeah, because we've heard from sources that she plans to spend the rest of her life with him and she doesn't see herself doing anything
else. I get it. She's been through the ringer with these high profile relationships. I'm not saying she hasn't, but it's been like 3 years. Clearly you like trust him and love him. Like, can you just walk outside?
I think she's been burned by talking about past relationships and letting people talk about them. But we had from a source that she was going to go see him in London this week now that the VMAs are over.
Maybe you'll get a picture.
I know she's going to step out and then she's going to get that backlash immediately. Like, please put it away. Like, kind of like Priyanka and Nick. Priyanka's crazy on Instagram about it.
Don't do that. Just like be afraid. But don't be afraid to like be in the same room. It's right. Okay.
But you know what? The less I see them, the less I care about the relationship. It's actually having
that effect.
But
this whole album is like about him.
Is it though? She wants you to read into lyrics what you need to read.
She's like says it pretty straight up in some of the song titles. Yeah.
London Boy. Which is, by the way, the worst song on the album.
I don't know. What?
Cornelia Street is really good.
I like Cornelia Street.
Oh, Cruel Summer, All Day, Every Day.
Well, let's power through some news. Cassie is engaged. The Me and You singer.
Yes.
Can you name another one of her songs?
I can.
Oh. Of course you can.
I can name a lot of them. She's a Connecticut hometown fave.
Yes, she is.
Me and You. Oh, God. That other one she did with Lil Wayne.
Oh, there we go. Well, she was found on MySpace.
Oh,
she
a long way to go.
There you go.
She was found on MySpace. Wow.
She is now engaged to personal trainer Alex Fine. He is wildly hot, and they both shared videos on their social media where he had the Compton Cowboys, who helped him with the engagement, on a ranch, got down on one knee. There are all these flowers. Cassie is pregnant with a baby girl. Mm-hmm. She announced in December that she was dating.
This always happens when you're in a long-term relationship.
Yes.
You get out, and then you jump into something else, and you get pregnant.
Engaged.
Every time.
It's very
Sharon,
like
you sound like this is coming from a very pointed personal experience.
No, guys.
Cassie and Diddy broke up in October after dating for almost a decade.
She's one of the most beautiful people on the planet, too. I just look at pictures of her all the time.
I you know what? She was under Diddy's shadow for so long. I want more music to come up. I mean, she needs to get this baby out of her probably.
She has like two really failed singles recently.
Me and You is the only song I know.
I don't know.
But like, happy
so you got
for
a
you.
Long way to go. Oh.
Was Diddy like the Tommy Mottola to for Mariah Carey? Like, Diddy was her Tommy Mottola? Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, good for her.
Good for Cassie Ventura. You know, we never use her last name. She's a model.
Wait, that's her?
Yes,
oh, I didn't
Cassie
even know.
Ventura. I know, surprise. Anyhow, moving on. Colton Underwood is allegedly.
This is amazing.
This is so
we
sad.
Saw the video.
A bad kisser.
We saw the videos.
Well, because we saw on Bachelor in Paradise, they were talking to some of the gals there, and Caitlin Clemens and Sydney.
You don't need to say the Bachelor people's last names.
Lutuaco.
Well,
Caitlin,
Sydney,
and Tayshia.
They both said that he was their worst kiss.
Tayshia said the same thing,
but
Sydney got
better. I'm not shocked.
Tayshia said the same thing, and then she stoked her own ego. She said he got better by the end of the season. I think I'm a good teacher.
She was trying to show. Derek was sitting there, who's like her new love interest, so she was like, I'm a good teacher. So, you know, she's trying to get his attention. God.
Well, and then Demi, she tweeted, I thought Coco was a good kisser. And then Cassie said, same, still do. I guess that's all that matters. Well, maybe they're both bad kissers.
I mean,
Sarah, what did you think?
Honestly, like, I kind of loved it just because it was funny and like entertaining for me. But I kind of feel bad that he like wasn't there to like say.
It's crappy. It's crappy.
I would take him as a bad kisser. There. He's so good looking.
I would do it too. I'd teach him some things that Tayshia hasn't taught him.
He probably just didn't have experience.
Of course.
By the end of it, he was probably fine.
Yeah.
Also, maybe he was nervous making out with everyone on TV.
Why are we kiss shaming people? It's 2019.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's kind of
justice for Colton.
Yeah. Maybe.
Us investigate.
I'm here for you.
Wow, please don't start that hashtag. Well, in slightly happier Bachelor
Hopefully
news,
good kisser.
We've, mm-hmm. well, we know he's got to be good at something because he had sex with that girl in the windmill four times.
Yes,
I don't know why I said that they're good at teeth. We talked about it plenty of times. Peter is currently the front runner for the next Bachelor. Multiple sources have told us. People thought it was going to be Mike Johnson, which would have been great because mm-hmm. he would have been the first Black Bachelor in the franchise's 17-year history.
Mm-hmm.
Still no.
Clearly, they are not ready to catch up with, the times.
Maybe 10 years from now.
So instead, it looks like, per our sources, they might be going with the 28-year-old pilot from Westlake Village, California.
Sarah.
Are you excited, Sarah?
I have been in love with Peter, the pilot, since the first episode of Hannah Season. I believe I tweeted back in May, Peter for The Bachelor. I understand that Mike would have probably been a more inspired choice, and I was here for that, too. But I really love Peter, and I love a good pun about being on the wings of
the wings
love,
of love,
and love's about to take flight. And
that worked out so well
with Jake Pavelka. So
worked
I'm
out so
here
well
for
last
it.
Time with Jake.
But I would have been happy with Mike too, and even Derek. This was one of the first times when I was here for all the options floating around. Usually I'm like no, mm-hmm. won't watch, even though I do.
They were good options this time. They were all
yeah, too many.
Guys.
Maybe they should do two seasons.
I just think they should give Hannah B a redo and
they should.
Do Peter.
Well, they'll do The Bachelorette.
They should give Hannah B a redo. Yeah. She was burned and done dirty.
And she's fun to watch.
She
That's
is
true.
Fun.
That's true. I'm over Peter, The Bachelor.
Peter proved that he was kind of a stud. So I think then the ladies were like, oh, yeah, I'll have what she's
having.
Yeah,
think about the windmill.
Four times. I think people were like,
puns.
Four times? What's so good about this? And then like the girls were like, okay, let's get into
There's
it.
A lot of story there. And he was like made it a few weeks farther than Mike. So he's like more relevant.
It's also interesting because when we had reported previously that Mike was being considered as a front runner, we had heard that when the Bachelor producers were talking to potential contestants, they were asking if they would be interested in Mike. We've also reported in the new issue out this week that Bachelor producers were looking for just the more ordinary girls who were not,
I
like,
hope
trying
this is
to
true.
Be Instagram.
Call me.
In Us Weekly, of course, it's true.
No, they but the, I mean, the, I hope this goes through.
Yeah,
like, I
hope
they actually
through.
Do this
yeah.
because we need real women.
Yeah, women who don't have, like, starting the show with 380,000 followers.
Sugar or, bear hair.
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
Or 30,000 400 followers who post once a year yeah. who's literally
yes,
just looking for love.
And has not done her lips or maybe a little
Botox. She
can
Botox. Do her lips.
Maybe, okay. A little bit is.
Maybe her lips and her forehead, but no yeah, filler.
Just
no
the
filler.
Basics.
Well, that's
a little on her lips is fine, you guys.
Just basic maintenance.
Moving on, Lara Spencer is in the doghouse.
We need to talk about this.
She
and frankly,
is.
She belongs there.
Yes, she does.
Because she made some ignorant comments on Good Morning America last week when she was talking about 6-year-old Prince George's extracurriculars. And she was reporting in this segment that Prince William said that Prince George loves ballet. She said, I have news for you, Prince William. We'll see how long that lasts. I mean, he might end up between the religious studies and the computer programming. I just want to go back to Plato. What? Why would she? Why did she even make that joke?
Like, I don't know.
It's not the 60s.
It's
just so strange.
She even stopped and waited for the audience to laugh.
And
like,
then,
it was
yeah.
like a
yeah.
And people didn't laugh. Well, people jumped all over
well,
this on social media.
People
and
laughed at
They did laugh.
Yeah, but, like, but choreographers, you know, Travis Wall, mm-hmm. Robbie Fairchild, and lots of people on social media let her know this is
And they did a
really
protest
ignorant.
In Times Square. They led
yeah.
like a
did
ballet
they?
Class. Yeah, they led like a ballet yeah. class that was like mainly men in Times Square like
As
protest.
Someone
it was pretty.
Who had a male dance teacher for the majority of my life for
wow.
ballet, tap,
Do you also
and
have a gay cousin?
Thank you for bringing
hip-hop.
It back to yourself. yes.
I
She's down with the dancers, y'all.
Yeah. Shout out to
you
Mr.
Didn't
J.
You didn't respect him because he was a male dance teacher? Is that
no,
where your story
I
is going?
No, I loved him.
There you
but
go.
Never thought he was a real man.
And
That's why you're
he
a bad dancer.
Is the best.
That's why you're a bad dancer because you had a male dance teacher.
And I won Most Improved Hip Hop in fifth grade.
Well, it's not hard to improve when you're starting at a baseline.
Honestly,
you know.
True.
Okay.
But, like, all jokes aside, this was stupid and she's the worst.
Really?
He can be taking ribbon dancing and ice dancing, and it's just, like, not appropriate.
It was bad.
I heard he is taking ribbon dancing classes.
I mean, she apologized. She apologized this week on Monday. She said she screwed up. She said her comment was stupid and insensitive. She's deeply sorry. She spoke to the dance community. She learned her ways. Even over the weekend, Travis Wall shared on Instagram, she's completely horrified and had a massive apology. Well, she should have.
Yeah, I feel like I liked her apology, though. I feel like she really did learn. She was like, sorry, I'm an ass.
It's the dangers of live TV, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's also the dangers of toxic masculinity and how it seeps into everyday life.
Her memoir title.
Toxic masculinity.
And how it seeps into my everyday life.
Yeah, and how I'm perpetuating toxic masculinity and thinking that a dodge of boys
I will say, though, this is kind of controversial. I'm happy she wasn't just like fired, because I feel like lately we've been so quick to cancel and fire everyone.
That's true.
Like, no, that's good. Just like, she apologized, we're moving on, unless since she's not going to do it again, hopefully. Like,
I just saw such a good meme about that.
It's
about,
was it like, the recycling bin?
Yeah. Instead of throwing things into the trash and saying they're canceled, we like put them in the recycling, like rinse them out, and like give them a chance to come back.
Yeah, cancel culture
is so gross.
It's now recycling bin culture.
Yes, yes.
Good.
We're changing it. Give them a little time out, rinse out the trash, and then bring them back, and hopefully, you know, give them another chance.
I could see millions of other people doing this too, because this is a problem. You know, not with just her.
But some people, and some people still really need to be canceled.
Yeah.
Here's like you, Kevin Spacey, and Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, rape someone and go away, but like make a bad joke. Yes. Maybe we can say sorry and move on.
A totally unfunny joke.
Fair.
Well, this is a little dated now, but I know Sarah's still in mourning. She's she's wearing a black veil and all black. Bethany Frankel announced she was leaving Real Housewives in New York last week, which was shocking to the fans.
Long-time
fans of the show.
Shocking to not fans, probably.
Shocking to not
fans. Yeah, I'm not a fan, and
I mean,
was pretty
Bethany
shocked.
Has been part of Real Housewives of New York since the show started in 2008. She left in season 3. She came back for season 7. And we heard from sources that some of her cast members were actually very surprised to learn she was leaving. But, you know, Bethany, as our source said, cha-ching, she's the highest paid housewife in the franchise history. She doesn't need the money. And she just wanted to go focus on her brand, her relief efforts, and her production deal. And she said that in a statement to us as well, and she shared more about that on Instagram.
I mean, in true Bethany fashion to not tell anyone, and in true Ramona fashion to get angry about it quickly in a statement. So, I mean, some things never change. I'm devastated. I just love the chemistry between all the Roni women, and I'm nervous about what this is going to do to my favorite show on television.
No, Roni's an acronym. We don't say it like a word.
Yeah, I do.
Real Housewives of New York. Ugh.
I kind of like Roni.
Yeah, people say that. Get it with the times, buddy.
I don't like it.
Everyone
like
says
it.
Roni.
No, Sarah, I said
but
the
she'll
times.
Be back, no? You don't think so in a couple years?
I think she'll do the same thing.
Why would she come back? She makes so much money.
Reverence?
Maybe if she goes somewhere else and she doesn't make it land, like the Bethany Todd show that was canceled, then she might come back.
That's the thing.
She has too much pride.
Is she's always been on TV. Like, even when she left after season 3, she got the spinoff. We got the Jason Hoppe Inside Darkness. Then she had the talk show. Then she was back on Housewives. So it was, like, constant. So I just need this, one of her new shows to start right now, because I need my Bethany fix.
My friends and I were talking about this, and we think the same exact thing is going to happen, that she's going to go, try to do other things. She's going to realize that Housewives is her brand and 100%. Sort of what she stands on. It's where all fan base for her business is, and then come back to the show.
Well, I may not be a housewife, but I am real.
We have confirmed that there are new women. There's a new woman filming with the ladies season. And it's the Married
Tinsley's
to the Mob.
Friend.
Married to the Mob.
She's married to the Mob.
Is the clothing line that she has.
Yes.
And she's been in the New York papers several times over the last
since
10 years.
Since the 90s.
Yeah. So she definitely should be an interesting addition to the cast. Listen, Bethany was reportedly making over $1 million per season.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Deservingly so.
Okay, calm down. But, you know, on the other hand, you have someone like Gina from Real Housewives of Orange County, who court documents this week revealed that she made $86,450.
Which, that's misleading, by the way, because I read all of the documents, and that's what she made, like, throughout all of last year for her salary for Housewives. It was actually $63,000 from production, and, like, another $5,000 from NBC Universal. So that's, like, including endorsements she had last year.
Right. Well, no, it could also be what she made for part of filming the year before, because this is just one calendar
I read
year.
The tax document.
But this is on the lower end,
Sarah,
obviously, right?
I'm so happy you can finally read what?
This is on the lower end of...
Well, she was new last year.
Bethany is making a million, and she's not even cracking 100K, but...
Does she bring the drama?
I mean, yeah, honestly.
Honestly, they could pay me $10,000, I'd be in Orange County, New York.
Nothing.
I'd be on Potomac, and I'd be... Yeah,
oh,
I'd
sign me up. I'll be in Housewives of anything for $0.
Yeah. But, no, it's the end of a sad era for
Bethany. Her just one-liners make the show for me. She says the funniest things
sometimes
that no one would
ever say. Sometimes it's a little canned. It's, like, a little too obvious.
Can I tell you my favorite?
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I am a know-it-all. So if you want to know any of it all, come to me and I'll tell you.
See?
Ooh.
Doesn't land. All right, moving on. Moving on. Wow, this is actually a serious story. Shark Tank.
Well, Bethany,
wow. Kevin O'Leary was involved in a boat crash. And this
Bethany's
happened
co-star.
In Canada from Shark Tank.
Yeah,
this happened in Canada. Kevin's boat apparently crashed into a larger boat that had 8 people on it. But after that accident, 2 people on that larger boat have died. There have been lots of injuries from the 2 boats. Now, Kevin's group is saying that the other boat fled, and the other boat is saying that Kevin's group fled. But you know, Kevin's wife was driving at the time. She was administered a DUI test.
Yeah, this
test.
Is scary.
She did not. She passed the DUI test, but the person in their boat was also injured. And so it's a lot of he said, she said. One group is saying that the other boat didn't have their lights on. We'll see what happened, but obviously very sad.
It was so late.
Yes, very late at night, on Saturday night.
Yeah.
On a lake. Makes me so nervous. I'm going boating this weekend. That makes me like super nervous.
Don't go to 11:30.
I'm not going on a lake without. Oh, Sarah, please. I'm not going on a lake with my lights turned off.
Yeah,
or my wife driving.
And how fast were they going? We don't know, right?
I don't know, but it's.
I don't know.
No, they didn't say yet.
Let's do this day in pop culture history, Travis. What happened on this
day? Lighten this up.
Let's definitely lighten this up.
That needs a little.
Does the name David Lucado mean anything to you?
Yes.
I'm so bad at pronunciation.
It does.
Do you remember who
Sounds
David Lucado is?
Who is that?
No.
All right. Well, on this day, Britney Spears and David Lucado broke up after a 2-month relationship.
Oh my God. She had
just left Jason, not Trainwreck, but I always want to say Trainwreck.
Oh.
Who dated Vanderpump Rules girl for a while, too. Tarek. Jason Tarek.
What are you talking about? Is that Trewick?
Trewick.
He dated someone from Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah. I know. I'll look that up in the next one, pop culture.
Wait, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
He dated one of them.
This is fake
Wasn't
news.
He engaged
Breaking
to
news.
Britney, Jason?
He was engaged to Britney. They called off their engagement, and then she started dating David Lucado, who is only—
What year is this?
2014.
Okay, yeah. So this was the guy who was the manager?
Yeah. David Lucado was literally a golf enthusiast. He's referred to as everything. He has no job whatsoever.
So he's a bachelor contestant?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He's pretty much a bachelor contestant, former child. And she tweeted, this is the one who cheated on her. And she's like, well, now everyone knows my boyfriend cheated on me, single and happy, in 2014. And this is always with names that I can pronounce. The anniversary to be determined. Brad Pitt and Angelina's wedding.
Oh. Short-lived marriage.
What year was that?
2014.
Oh.
Mm. What a time to be alive in 2014.
One marriage, one couple ends, one gets married.
What,
they did it at the Chateau Miraval in France.
All
the kids were there, pics of their wedding band. And, you know, just remember she had a 16-carat engagement ring.
Oh, that is a great—
And then they broke up.
Memories.
Jason Lucado.
Oh!
Wait, that was David. Not Jason.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a master in linguistics.
I'm definitely not teaching linguistics.
Or linguistics. Moving on.
My linguistics are not very good. Linguistic instincts.
Moving on. Pete Davidson.
He is not
back together with Ariana Grande. He is not back together with Kate Beckinsale.
Or Cassie
David. He is now dating the actress known from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And The Leftovers.
Margaret Qualley. Our sources have said that Pete and Margaret have been dating. They've been seeing each other for a couple months. Margaret is very excited about him. And they will be spotted at the Venice Film Festival later this month.
So she is so good looking.
She is.
She plays Troubled so well, too.
I'm really into it.
I know about her from the research I did writing this post is that her last boyfriend is 42 years old and she is 24. That's all I have to say.
Go get a girl.
That's very judgmental.
Similar to Pete Davidson dating Kate Beckinsale.
But is she good? Contract. Is she a good influence for him? Like, I don't know anything about this girl.
I don't think
her
he needs
to. Mom
a good
is Andie McDowell.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Hollywood royalty.
Well, he also dated Cassie, whose dad is famous.
Hollywood royalty. Yeah. Someone
he's
has
actually
a type.
Royalty.
He actually loves famous people.
Yeah,
and their children.
Who doesn't?
And their children.
Yeah.
He likes famous people's children who are inheriting.
Who are of age.
He should have dated Kate Beckinsale's daughter. That would have really gone with them.
That's disgusting.
She's 21, so it would have been more appropriate.
He likes an inheritance.
And the ladies love Pete, too.
Everybody can fix him.
I agree, Sharon. He needs a good influence. So fingers crossed this chick has got her head on straight.
Someone good, yeah.
Maybe she's just dark enough, but like just good enough to keep him. You know,
I feel like Ariana was like that, but it was too hot and heavy too quick.
Yeah, and it was too much the Mac Miller thing.
Yeah,
right.
She was going through
off.
stuff.
And
the Manchester
bomber.
She's
always with troubled people.
Yeah. Well, guys, we've got some very exciting news about the college cheating scandal. Lori Loughlin.
There
got
is a Bob.
She got a Bob.
No, she Laura, very she's a serious
I know.
Person now.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news.
She did not smile going into court in Boston yesterday.
Guess what? She's learned a little bit because we saw Lori and Mossimo, her husband, going into court back in Boston, federal court. Because they had to be pulled in to talk with the lawyers and all this, like, business if there was a conflict of interest.
The judge literally was like, you should change lawyers, not have the same lawyer, not use this lawyer because they have a conflict with USC. And Lori and Massimo were like, we understand, we are using those lawyers.
And also, apparently, the judge was like, do either of you have any prescription or illicit drug use, alcohol, or psychological issues that would, like, impair your ability to understand what I'm saying? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so anxious and on so many drugs and drunk this entire time. Please, not guilty.
Which, can we just say that John Stamos did an interview that came out today where he literally said, quote, I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense. Like, if there was a crime, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. Like, he literally thinks Lori Loughlin did nothing wrong.
See, but that's what Lori Loughlin has been thinking, too, and that's what our sources have told
us. That's not what the Bob says, Brody.
The Bob says,
I'm serious, and I know I did something wrong.
I'm seriously
wrong.
Guilty,
yes.
And I don't want long hair when I go to prison that women can reach the bars and snatch. I need it short and pulled back.
You just know Olivia Jade was at the salon with her when she got the Bob.
Mom, you need a Bob to show them you're serious.
Yeah, Mom, you need a Bob that says, like, F the hater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, from her post. That's totally
from her 2014 sophomore year of school starting post. She did say that Bob's. Can you confirm that, Sarah Heron?
No, I was talking about the post flipping off the media.
Oh, God.
Lori, I mean, she was in a very grim looking outfit. Yeah. She was not wearing that very
ugly camel.
I love
suit.
That camel blazer. I'm not trying to put her on a pedestal just because she's a criminal. I know I have a tendency to do that. But no, she's trying to rein again. A little bit.
It's not looking good for them.
I feel like they're making bad choices. Like, they need some better advice.
This is like Teresa and Joe Giudice when they, like, hid all their assets while they were indicted for,
a source told us that Lori may be willing to take a plea deal to avoid.
I don't think Massimo is going to, though. I think this is Massimo.
Yeah, and hello.
That's all speculative.
You spent $500,000 on making your daughters look like they're part of a crew team that they weren't part of.
At least they're not signing autographs outside the courtroom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What were the people chanting, like, free Aunt Becky, or like, I love you, Aunt Becky.
We love you.
Both of
we
us.
Are about to talk about the VMAs, but before we do, it is time for your weekly challenge to guess who we did this 25 Things You Don't Know About Me list from a June 15, 2015 issue. Caitlin Bristow betrays her men.
Oh, look at Jared.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Why isn't Nick on that bubble?
Because it's Bristow moves Nick into the house. So I'm pulling out an old issue from the archives, and we do every week. This team of co-hosts will have to guess who we did this 25 Things list. Okay. Listeners, please play along. You can shout out the answer if you know, because these three won't. One, they won't get it, and two, they can't hear
okay,
you.
Okay, come on.
I used to belly dance. Number two,
Shakira.
I have a very irrational fear of spiders.
Amal Clooney.
And alien abductions. Number three, speaking of, I've seen several UFOs. Number four, I was born August 21st on the Leo Virgo cusp. Number five, I arrived a month early, the day of my baby shower. I was 4 pounds, 14 ounces.
Who cares?
A preemie.
David Spade.
What a clue.
Number six, I once had a sugar glider named Icarus. Number seven.
Sugar glider. It's a flying squirrel.
Okay.
They're very trendy pets.
Number seven, I've recently taken an interest in gardening. Number eight, estoy aprendiendo Español. Number nine, I've never broken a bone. Number 10.
These are the most generic clues on the
my
planet.
First, okay, hater, calm down. Number 10, my first car was a 1967 Ford Mustang.
Okay.
I still have it. Number 11, I stay gluten-free as best as I can. Oh, boy.
Courtney Kardashian.
Number 12. No,
did you hear what time their first car was?
No.
In the 60s.
number 12, I played the flute in my middle school.
Lizzo.
Okay,
I wasn't great. Number 13, I can never get enough glitter. Number 14, I'm helping creatively to develop a vodka company called Zodiac. Number 15, I'm also working to develop a line of cowboy boots with Lucchesi. Number 16, I love anything spicy. Number 17, I do not like mayonnaise or mustard.
Guys,
get them away from me.
It's another country
singer. It's a country singer.
Number 18, I've always wanted
Maren
to
Morris.
Go to India. Number 19.
60s again.
Massages are my favorite thing in the world.
Is it Ruby McIntyre?
Now, I'm going to help you guys. Travis, when you said 60s, I want to give you a little bit of advice.
Claire.
Okay.
Just because this person's first car it was could have a been 1967 Ford Mustang. Yeah, exactly.
Casey Musgraves.
Is ding, it? Ding, ding!
Yeah.
Wow, well done. Was it because I gave you that tip about, like, that
Jen
thing? I
mean, that helped, but...
You could tell she was a country singer.
Yeah, I was a country singer.
Really well done.
That was a good
Thank
one.
You.
That was really well
she
done,
like
and
glitter.
That was towards the end. Good job.
Yeah, she's
that.
Now broken dancing. A bone.
Guys, we have to talk about the VMAs before we go, because there was so much going on there. I actually watched this year. I haven't watched in years.
I actually watched, too.
They were fun.
And they
I
were,
was required
they were...
to watch, and I enjoyed it.
Great, Sarah. Well, first we saw Shawn Mendes and Camilla.
Mm-hmm. Almost kiss. It was very Hallmark Channel with the near-miss kiss.
I know. I didn't like that.
Touch.
I didn't either, because we already saw... Well, we already see them making out in pools and stuff.
And
so
holding hands yeah. all the time. And then they're like, we're going to almost
almost
go.
Do it.
Well, and then yeah. my friend was seated, like, backstage and saw them go through the... Whatever you go through.
The hallway.
Yeah, the hallway.
The journey of life.
Oh. The journey of life. No, when you exit the stage, whatever yeah. they were going
backstage?
Through.
Backstage?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they went backstage, that'll work. But they went through a curtain. They went through
oh,
a curtain.
Okay.
So they went through a curtain that was shielded from the audience. Through shielded from the audience, but people were seated in, like, the sort of, like, bad seats back
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. What happened?
And they didn't kiss. That they held hands and, like, jumped up and down together. And they didn't even kiss after
Travis,
their performance.
Travis, don't you dare call this relationship a promotional
well,
stunt.
I'm just saying that it's strange that they
well,
didn't kiss
is.
At all during
don't
this moment.
Don't you dare
moment.
Even fan the flames, the outcry that this could be
right.
a promo stunt. That so many people online are convinced
I'm just reporting
of.
The facts, Brody.
I will say, I woke up this morning, not that version of the song, whatever you were just trying to sing, but Sean and Camilla's version of Señorita that they sang at the VMAs was in my head. So that performance worked.
Most streamed song of the summer.
Also, Miley and Caitlyn, that's Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn Carter, mm-hmm. They were at the VMAs. I don't know why Caitlyn Carter go, because the Hills? Is that why she didn't
She was there with Miley.
Just to support her
Did you
her
see what
girl.
Spencer Pratt commented on the Us Weekly Instagram?
Hashtag the Hills.
Yeah.
With a unicorn.
So Miley better be on the Hills. That's all I got to say.
I mean,
no
I think
way.
He's also wants to remind
no,
people to
I know,
tune in for season two so they have better ratings. But we did report exclusively on our site that Caitlyn was at rehearsals for the VMAs with Miley. And then, lo and behold, there she was backstage rubbing Miley's head before she went on
I
stage.
I loved that MTV did that where they posted, like, because they were doing all the, like, commercial breaks, they were posting, like, the celebs backstage. And it was, like, great that Caitlyn, like, tried to hide.
Yeah.
But, like, it was our confirmation that she was there. And she was, like, dressed in jeans, like, clearly not there to, like, walk the carpet or anything.
No.
Like, just there to watch Miley sing Slide Away.
Yeah.
And she killed it. Miley, like, sounded
oh, great.
And they went
she
to the
sounded
after
incredible.
Together.
I mean, yes, it was, like, underwhelming.
I was,
but
the
we heard
performance,
it was last minute.
It was supposed yeah. to be, like, bare bones. I got it. I mean, the song was last minute. The song, like,
right.
just came out right after that split.
She sounded it. Great, though.
She did. And
I
then she
her.
Went to the club after with her lady love and mm-hmm. Brody Jenner and Josie Canseco were there
so
up and down
guys.
Together. Why? This is 2019, Sarah. Get past
it
the
can't.
Vestiges
but it's
of
so
how people are supposed to operate after relationships from the 90s
a
that
month,
you're clinging
though?
To.
No. A month after?
And?
I don't know. It just seems a little...
They were all in dead marriages.
Less than a year long dead marriages.
It happened. And Tyler C and Gigi Hadid, mm-hmm. still going strong. I'm still shaking my head at this. They were out together at VMA after parties.
I know what I want now. A photo of Taylor and Joe and Tyler and Gigi
Ooh.
On a double date.
Oh,
that's what I'm wishing
possible.
Into the universe.
Yeah, my mind is exploding.
I don't care if it's a paparazzi photo or if
happen.
It's like
it
a
It could
a
happen.
Selfie.
They were just at dinner with Serena Williams
right.
last
with Barack
week.
And
which
Michelle
is,
next
which
week.
Which is like tennis
like,
royalty.
What does Tyler C say to Serena Williams?
Oh, did you see me on The Bachelorette?
Did you like my salmon blazer?
I don't know. Can I write a song for you? I don't know. And then, of course, we had John
oh
Travolta.
Oh, my God.
Who,
the best moment.
You know, trying to outdo what his mistake, his major gaffe
Adele
at the Oscars
Nazi.
2014, when he tried to announce Idina Menzel's name as Adele Dazeem. Here, John Travolta tried to avoid repeating that mistake. He told Queen Latifah she could announce the winner of the category for, which one was for this? For the best music
video? I think it was video of the year.
Yeah. And
wasn't it video with a message?
No, that was earlier.
No.
She won that too.
Yeah, it was video of the year.
And Taylor won, and then she and her crew came up to the stage, and John gave it to Jade Jolie, who was a contestant from season 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Barely a contestant.
Now, Jade Jolie was in Taylor's You Need to Calm Down music video, where there were other drag queens from Drag Race who, you know,
this
were pretending to be.
It
was
so
unbelievable.
Good.
He's so earnest. I was also so confused why John was like swearing so much on stage, like trying to seem like so
cool. He seemed loose.
You couldn't hear him in the auditorium. His sound cut out, and none of us could hear anything he said on stage.
He was dropping F-bombs.
He was dropping F-bombs and saying
maybe
shit.
Maybe it was a tribute to Hairspray, because he was on stage with Queen Latifah. He was in drag and Hairspray, and he just wanted everyone to remember that moment.
I don't know, but it was...
It was amazing.
It was wild. It was wild. I mean, everyone
and her
else,
face, she's like...
Yeah, she was like, wait, does he really think I'm
what if she fit? Took the moon man and like moon person and like ran for it?
And John and Taylor took a picture after the show together,
oh,
too.
Was it
Jay
Jolie or Taylor Swift?
It was definitely Taylor, because she was in that dress I liked. Okay. But we actually just talked to John Travolta, unfortunately, before this incident.
Oh,
I
yeah.
wish
shame.
To God we had talked to him before, but we have the really interesting interview with him about his new movie, The Fanatic, that he did with Fred Durst. And he told us this crazy story. Like, it's the movie's about, like, crazy fan experiences. And we're like, oh, did you ever have, like, a weird... fan situation? And he was like, yeah, there's only one crazy thing over like doing this for 45 years. He's like, in Santa Barbara, I was out in the middle of the country and there was a girl at the house in the closet waiting for me. He's like, I opened the closet hearing something, it scared the daylights out of me. And she was just the in the closet back. Waiting in his house. That's the only crazy fan experience he's had, but that's enough to make me quit acting.
That is crazy.
And then we also talked to him about working with Quentin Tarantino again. You actually have to check out the new issue of the magazine, because we have such incredible interviews in there this week. It's so mm-hmm. A-list and A-minus list, because we have a John Travolta.
It's current.
We have 25 Things with Chrissy Teigen in there. We have Cara Delevingne interviews.
Oh,
we have
that.
Orlando Bloom interviews. We have a beautiful beauty spread with Margot Robbie. She talked to us. Mm-hmm. Besides John Travolta's interview, we also have Gabrielle Union talking to us about being a mom. Kristen Dunst talking about us being a mom. Jennifer Goodwin talking about being a mom.
Wow.
And an interview with Angelina Jolie talking about being a mom. So check out the new issue of Us Weekly.
We nailed it.
Princess Diana on the cover. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast.
Five-star review. Comment about how much you love my singing.
No. Leave us a comment about how many weeks left you'd like for Sarah to have on this podcast before she's unceremoniously fired.
Please, we all know I'm the
favorite
here.
Please make sure to subscribe and listen to us. Again, next week we'll be here delivering your daily... Will your weekly dish of news and gossip. If you have anything that we haven't talked about, please let us know in the comments. We will be sure to address. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.